ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நம. ஐ ஆம் ஏபிள் டு காம்ப்ரஹெண்ட் தட் சம்சாரா இஸ் தேர் ஃபார் மீ பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மீ, பட் ஐ கெட் ஸ்டக் அட் தி லெவல் ஆஃப் மைண்ட். ஹவு டு ஐ டிரான்ஸெண்ட் மைண்ட்? Yeah, you see, mind is not a problem if you do not identify with it. And non-identification with mind is very difficult. You have to work at it, and you have to study, reflect, and meditate. Shravana, manana, vidhyasana. And then gradually you have to work at it. Then gradually the stranglehold of the mind over our lives will become weak. And then you have made it. So you have to work at it. How? You have to watch the mind. Constantly you have to watch the mind. This is what is called samadhana. In sadhana chatushtaya, we have this shat sampatti, the third one. And in the shat sampatti, we have the sixth one, shamadama, upadati, titiksha, shraddha, samadhana. Samadhana is the alertness or watchfulness of the mind. What we call watchfulness or alertness or samadhana is called mindfulness in Buddhist literature. One and the same. You are mindful of the mind. Maybe we don't say that. We say you are watchful of the mind. For the Buddhist, some of the Buddhist schools, so there is nothing beyond mind. That's why they say mindfulness. Whereas for us, the Atma begins where mind ends. Therefore, it is watchfulness. Therefore, you have to watch the mind constantly, and you have to do meditation. That is, watching the mind is meditation, and so you have to gradually work at it. And I will ask, it is Arun. Who is Arun? Okay, you are coming to the meditation, morning meditation. Yeah, that is great. So, coming to the morning meditation classes, and learning how to meditate, and then constantly watching the mind in life. So that is the way. You are on the way, it will happen in due course of time. What is mind? That is thought. I thought. How to make pure? How to make pure? Okay. So, mind is the flow of thoughts, thought after thought flow. That is the mind. So, that is easy, you know. There is no difficulty to understand it. The thoughts are continuously flowing. That flow of thoughts is called mind. Mind is not a thing. It is a flow, like canal. Canal is not a thing. Water is the thing. Canal is the flow of water. So, mind is the flow of thoughts, thought after thought after thought. Anyway, and how to make mind pure? So, what is the impurity? You have to understand and remove the impurity. So, the impurity of the mind is raga and dvesha, attachment and aversion. Everything else comes from there. You are attached to something that creates a desire. And then desire is not fulfilled, so that creates anger. And so like that, somebody else got the same thing, the desire fulfilled. Therefore that brings in jealousy. So all these things, they arise from attachment. And the attachment leads to aversion. So you are attached to one thing, therefore you are averse to quite a few other things. So this kind of opposites, raga and dvesha, the mind moving between the opposites constantly, embracing the opposites. Embracing means it is attached to one and it is averse to the other. Both ways it is attached, it is connected. Both are connected only. You are connected to what you hate and you are connected to what you are attracted towards. Both ways you are connected. In fact, people spend more time thinking about the enemy than about the friend. So, the aversion is a very powerful bondage. So, these are the impurities. And so, you have to make the mind pure. First, you should acknowledge that raga and dvesha are impurities. You have to acknowledge that. Suppose somebody says, what is wrong if I befriend my friends and I hate my enemies? What is wrong with it? Suppose somebody starts like that. Then there is no arguing with such a person because he is nowhere near what we call Vedanta, the Samatma. And also the group attachment and group aversion, caste, creed, race, religion. So like that you divide humanity and get attached to the divisions. And you are attached to one group and you are averse to another group. That is also a very serious impurity of the mind. And you should raise above that. The race, caste, creed, religion, nationality, region, on that basis, getting divided is not correct. For the students of Vedanta, it is very incorrect. That is all politics. Political, and politics means division. And also in the context of religion, you find all kinds of divisions. If you identify with a religion, that is what we call group identity, a collective ego, and then you become averse to other groups. So like that it works. That is all impurity of the mind. So you should know what is impurity, you should know. And then you do meditation, the mind becomes pure. By meditation. Watching the mind also purifies the mind. Then meditation purifies the mind. Like in meditation, when you observe the breath, just watch the breath. As you do that, mind becomes pure. We give the illustration that when you take water which is impure, put it in a pot. It is in the pot anyway. And so keep the pot in one corner aside and leave it like that. Don't disturb it. It should not be moved. It should remain there for a length of time. Then all the impurities will go down. Similarly, you make the mind quiet, silence, inner silence. Become silent outwardly and then inwardly. Become silent. And people grow in silence and peace. Generally, you find Mahatmas are very silent. They are not very noisy. So, you have to know that and become silent outwardly and inwardly, then the mind becomes pure and you will know it yourself. How does one balance making active choices and changes in our life and accepting our individual fate? You are confusing quite a few things. Why should you make active choices? You need not make active choices. Don't make active choices. This is all worldly language. Active choices. Social engagement. And family responsibilities. And many, many phrases are there. This is all samsara phrases. These are all. So, active choices means what? What do you mean by active choices? You are a worldly person. That's why you want to make active choices. If you are a contemplative person, you keep the world away and sit and study and contemplate. That is what you have to do, not a worldly choice, active choices. I know the language is well known to me. I hear it all the time. And people assume that this is all very correct thing to do. It is a correct worldly correct, not spiritually correct, worldly correct. Also people should know that choice is not freedom. Choice is not freedom. You can drive your car wherever you like. That is a freedom. That is physical freedom. And you can vote to any person you like. That is a political freedom. But psychological freedom or the spiritual freedom, it is not in choices. In fact, suppose you want a cup of tea, and then there are dozens of choices about it in this country. They ask the kids, a 3-year-old, 4-year-old kid, they ask, will you have cereal with milk or without milk? With milk only cereal. So, will you have your cereal with fat-free milk, or 1% milk, or 2% milk, or whole milk, or silk? Soy milk. Okay. Then the child has to decide. The child of 4-year-old, 5-year-old child. And then will you have a sugar with your cereal or not? That you have to decide. Child has to decide. Now the child gets confused, you know. Whereas in India, we don't give any choices to the children. Whether it is children or elders, no choices. They prepare tea and use milk. Only one milk is there, not so many milks, only one milk is there. Use that milk and add sugar. Add sugar to it. Don't ask whether should we add sugar or not. How can there be tea without sugar? So put sugar in it. And then put it in a cup, small cup, and give it. You want some more also? Not there. You give that cup. In South India, they give that cup of tea. And you drink it and you are done with it. That's all. No choice. No choice. No choice to anybody. No choice. There is freedom in it. You think that no choice means they are missing something. They are not missing anything. They are very contented people. They are not missing anything. You are missing many things because you have many things cluttered in your mind. We are not missing anything. So choices are not freedom. One has to understand that. Choices are confusion. Choices are insecurity. You are insecure in a very small way also, insecure. In this country or in America, they talk of a second opinion. For medicine, they talk of a second opinion. In India, we don't do that. No second opinion. We go to the doctor and whatever he says, we follow it. We don't go for second opinion and all that. And people are free that they don't find fault with the doctor also. There is nothing like malpractice insurance. The word itself doesn't exist in the dictionary. You see, what is that word? Malpractice insurance. Does it not sound very insulting to the doctor? So the doctor, when he engages in malpractice, which he is bound to, then he has to cover his tail, and so for that insurance. How does it sound to you? It sounds very bad to me. So malpractice may be there, knowingly or unknowingly. Knowingly it should not be there. Society is society. Things will be there. Just because you have malpractice insurance, will it stop wrong usage of medicine? It won't. In fact, that contributes to a lot of wrong usage of medicinal facilities. Over-diagnostics. So physical diagnosis has disappeared from the scene. Nobody will do physical diagnosis. They don't do it. In fact, he doesn't touch your hand. If he has to touch your hand, he has to put gloves himself and he has to put gloves to you. Then only he has to touch. What is that? That kind of septic life, you know. So septic life, can we call it? Aseptic life. Okay. So, not septic, aseptic life. Thank you, sir. So, no such thing. In India, even today it is all physical diagnostics, and mostly physical, even today. The diagnostic x-ray, etc., only when they are very essential. Even today it is like that. Even today in India, when somebody breaks his hand or leg or whatever, they tie up with a plaster and all that. No x-ray. He asks somebody else to hold him, so he is held like that. Then he feels. This person will be crying, oh, pain, pain. Pain is everywhere. In this country also there is so much suffering and pain. Who is not free? Who is free from pain? Some other kind of pain. So, oh, pain, pain. Ah, yeah, you hold it. I am coming. So then he puts it in the right place. The person will be crying a minute or two. Then he will put the plaster. No x-ray. It worked for hundreds of years and it is working even now. I am not talking anything against progress and all that, but what is progress? More choices. More choices is less freedom and more insecurity. You should know that. Therefore, this active choices. Then the changes in our life. That is what I am talking whole day. The changeless you are. You are not the changeful. Changeless you are. Changes are there in the body. And so at one time I used to run. The doctor told me, don't run, jog. So since then I started jogging. Then doctor told me, don't jog, walk briskly. Since then I am walking briskly. Then doctor told me, don't walk briskly, walk medium pace. So since then I am walking medium pace. This is what I am doing. So you do the right thing. You want to make a map now itself for the entire life? Now itself a blueprint of life should be given. Who will give? We are not dispensing astrology here. So, you face the life as the changes happen, you face them. Develop courage and devotion to God, self-surrender and intense self-confidence and wisdom. You acquire all those things. So, Bhagavad Gita will not give you a blueprint of life because there is no such thing. Astrologers claim that they have the blueprint of your life with them. They claim like that. They are claiming wrongly. They are bluffing, I tell you. So they don't know what nobody can predict the future. And whatever these people predict is some silly things they predict. Like in Toronto, in the month of coming January 2011, there will be a lot of snowfall. Okay, take it. In your life, I look at your face and read your face. I will read his face. Face reading. Sometimes you have financial troubles, but mostly you are going okay. Is this astrology? Anyway, I am digressing. Therefore, changes in life, they will be there. Continuously, they will be there. And you don't balance or any such thing. You go along with those changes. All the time knowing that you are the kutastha atma, changeless reality. Accepting our individual fate. You see, you don't have a fate, nor you are an individual, until and unless you identify with the body-mind. So know yourself as the impersonal being and be free from this persona. And as long as you identify with the body-mind, you take yourself to be an individual as karta-bhokta, then do your duty. Don't be a bhokta. This is called karma yoga. Don't be a bhokta. Be a karta to the extent of doing your duty. And whatever is your duty, you do it. And the sukha dukkha, you face them with an equanimity of mind. So study Bhagavad Gita. Could you re-explain the meaning of the sound Om and the Vasudeva? Yeah, this is once more, you know. In India, there used to be a street drama. And this actor, he comes. And then this Arjuna is addressing Draupadi. Hey, Draupadi, like that he takes up a song. And Draupadi is just listening. He is making an appeal to Draupadi. Arjuna is appealing to Draupadi. Arjuna or Bhima. And then he makes a song. He sings a song for 5 minutes, he sings. And that is all his appeal to Draupadi. Now that Draupadi, she has to respond. After hearing his appeal, that is how the drama was forward. In the meanwhile, somebody from this audience, he says, once more. That is what he says. And you know what happens to this Arjuna? He is Arjuna or what? He starts again. Again the same song. And poor Draupadi will be standing there again. What is that? That is not a drama. He is not connected with the audience, you know. He is Arjuna, you know. He is not. What is this once more? So, like that the drama will be going on. Whole night it will be going on. Once more. So, sound Om and Vasudeva. You can get hold of that CD. It will never be the same. I cannot say the same things. I will be saying new things, or the same things in a different language. So, you have to get hold of that CD and listen to it. Om is the primordial sound of this creation. From the sound Om alone, this entire creation has originated. This is called Shabda Srishti. From the sound came the creation. Even the modern cosmologists say that the creation has originated from Big Bang. That is Shabda Srishti only. That Big Bang. And that Big Bang is Om. Om. That is the Big Bang. And from that bang came galaxies, stars, and all that. Like that it came. In fact, they say, when the sprout is growing, or the seed is sprouting, there will be a sound. Some small sound will be there. And you put a detector there, very powerful detector, and then record that sound. It takes a long time to record. 24 hours it takes. You continuously record 24 hours. And then integrate it. There is a way of integrating. Some transformations they do. And so they integrate. And now you amplify the integrated thing. What you hear is Om. That is what you hear. Okay? Then the sun is rising. Sun is rising. That is how it appears, you know. So, sun is called Ravi. Ravi means the one who has a Rava. Rava is sound. So, Rava, sound he has, therefore he is called Ravi. And the sun is rising with the sound. Om. Like that he is rising. We don't hear it because we are too far. Thank God we don't hear it. If we hear all the sounds of the sun, moon, etc., so we will not be able to live. Even 100 billion atomic bombs are not enough for the sun's glory. So we don't hear. We should not hear. So that is wonderful, you know. Ultrasound, we don't hear. After a particular frequency, we don't hear. But it is there. And similarly, below a particular frequency also we don't hear, but it is there. So when a seed is sprouting, that is below, it is there. And sun is moving, that is above, that is there. All those sounds, if they are converted into audible sound, by some transformation, they resemble Om. Om is the primordial sound of this creation. And that sound symbolizes Ishvara, the universal presence. You practice it yourself at home. When the mind is very agitated, you say, Om. And you merge into that silence. And that silence is nothing but the presence. It is not a void, it is a presence. And that silence which follows Om leads to, which is the presence, is Vasudeva. And the sound symbol that takes you there is Om. So you practice this meditation. Also, I would advise you, there is a book, my own book, I am recommending my book only, please don't mind. A book called Panchikaranam. Now presently the book is not available in our ashram. Their copies are all sold. Exhausted. I will send copies after going to India. I will send. By February, March they will come. So get hold of that book Panchikaranam. And in that there is a chapter running into some 10-12 pages on Om. You read that chapter. That will be useful. But anyway, something I already said about Om and Vasudeva. In deep sleep, we experience the absence of everything when we wake up. So is there known and knowing? Yeah. In deep sleep, you are the knower and nothing is the known. You know there is nothing. So the absence of everything is the known and you are the knower. But the knower-known division, duality or division is not very clear as it is in the waking state. In the waking state, the known is very particular and you are the knower because of the identification with the body, mind and all that. Therefore, the division, the separation is complete and therefore, that is how the mind acts. And therefore, you feel it as a very clear, vivid experience. Whereas in the sleep, the everything has gone and the nothingness, means the absence of everything, is experienced. Sleep is an experience. Sleep is not void, it's an experience. Experience of nothing. Experience of nothing is also an experience. Like experience of something is an experience, experience of nothing is also an experience. And every experience belongs. The experience of something belongs to the conscious being. And the experience of nothing also belongs to the conscious being. Because you are the one who slept. Therefore, you are conscious of the state of unconsciousness. You are unconscious in sleep. That you are conscious of that absence of consciousness. You are conscious. Therefore, you are a witness. You are a witness even to the sleep state. Therefore, that is in sleep state also you are there as the pure witness. You are there in sleep state also. How to experience being in a person whose thought gives irritation? What to say when I have to see the person? You cannot experience being as long as you entertain such irritation, ill will, etc. You can only experience ego. Irritation, ill will, etc. are egoic states. So you are an ego. Being an ego, how can you experience the impersonal being? No, that is not possible. Therefore, first of all, you first neutralize that all that irritation against another person. There is no reason to be irritated against another person. You may say, no, I have reason. Your reason is wrong reason. Jagat mithya. The world is mithya. It is not real. You are dreaming. What you call life is a dream. Long dream it is. Therefore, your enemies is a dream. Your enemy is mithya, friend is mithya. Only the being is real. Anyway, so you can come on to all of that, but first, you should neutralize your irritation. There is a meditation called loving kindness meditation, a Buddhist meditation really. So you have to do that regularly till all that irritation is neutralized. Then only you can really experience the being. Till then You can only hear my talking about it or somebody else talking about it, or you may talk about it also. You may write an essay about being also, but you will not be able to experience the being, because the egoic state of irritation, anger, etc., they are major irritants. As long as you keep that egoity, the irritation, etc., in the mind towards another person, so long, even if you do meditation, it will lead you nowhere. Therefore, you have to first get rid of that. Know that there is no friend, there is no foe, there is only divinity. Know that and free yourself from that irritation. The lectures are there. It is easy to be disciplined for the whole time. But why it is difficult other times? Because you are not honest with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself. If you are peaceful with the lectures, if you enjoy the lectures, and if you are very disciplined in the context of these retreats, etc., then you should remain the same in other times also. You means not you, it's a problem with everybody. So we should be earnest about it. We should be honest with ourselves. We should be integrated within ourselves. We should not be fragmented like that. The fragmentation is obvious. When there is retreat, when there are lectures, you are very disciplined. The moment the lectures are over, you go back to the old ways of indiscipline. That means you are a fragmented person. That kind of a fragmentation is not good. You should be very integrated. You should not be fragmented. I know one person with diabetes. When wife is around, he doesn't eat sweet. When wife is not looking, he eats sweet. He is the diabetes, not wife. So, how to explain that behavior? You explain that behavior to me. I will explain that question to you. You explain that behavior. I told him, are you eating sweet for your sake or for your wife's sake? For my sake. You have to stop sweet for your sake or for your wife's sake? For my sake. And why do you stop it for your wife's sake? And she is there, you stop it. And she is not there, you eat it. So you are stopping it for wife's sake, eating it for your sake. What is this conflict, you know? Fragmentation. The person is not a whole person. He is not an integrated person. Yukta, we call it, integrated. He is not an integrated person. He is a fragmented person. So no surprise, he remains sick. He doesn't grow, health won't come. The diabetes will continue. I know another Mahatma. He was told by the doctor, Swami, Mahatmaji, you have diabetes. He said, I never knew that I have diabetes. They said, yeah, you never knew because this is the first time you are doing blood test. In India, we don't do blood tests and all that. If you go every 6 months to the doctor and put some blood and he will do 32 tests, he will pick up 2-3 diseases. That is not the way to do it. We don't do blood tests. When we become sick, we go to the doctor. Well, it is a... Then also we try this and that. When they don't work, then go to the doctor. The doctor is the last resort. Then the doctor says blood test has to be done. Oh my goodness. Then it is something. Because physical diagnosis is not enough. Blood test has to be done. Abbo, something is there in blood. That's why doctor says blood test. Therefore we go to the blood test. The blood test is also done, not like here. There is a way of doing it, they do it. Anyway, it is done. Then the blood test, not 32 tests. Sugar. Only sugar he will do, nothing else he will do. Only sugar. Or one such. Not PSA, TSA, BSA, vitamin B12, vitamin B6, vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin X. What all those things, what blood test? What will you do with all that? The person has one problem, do the test for that. Leave everything alone. This is how we create sicknesses. One doctor told me, the person came with one sickness, but I have discovered four sicknesses in him. Don't do that for me. I don't want. Because there is a thesis, the sickness begins in the mind, not in the body. Anyway, this is my story, don't bother about it. So, this Mahatma was told by the doctor, you have done, but when did you do blood test? Tell me, I never did it. That's why you did not know. Now, we see that there is some small diabetes beginning. Okay, now what should I do? You should not eat sweet. He said, done. Done. That moment onwards, he never touched the sweet. And then, after 2-3 years, we suggested blood test. He said, what blood test? No blood test. No blood test. He lived as long as he lived happily and he died happily. This is one way of doing things. So, you should be integrated. The doctor told no sweet, so no sweet. Over. Should be like that. Therefore, if you feel that discipline helps you, it helps discipline, pranayama, you should all do pranayama. You should do pranayama. And you should bring discipline in food, because I wish all of you live long. As long as you live, live happily. Happily you should live. Free from sicknesses and diseases. And also free from the insecurity. That insecurity is more dangerous than actual disease. What will happen to me? That. So, one should be free from all that. One should be very disciplined in life. Not grim. Disciplined. Discipline means knowledge. Discipline, the word discipline means knowledge. It is not somebody holding a stick and watching over you. That is not discipline. That is control. Who will control whom? Nobody controls. Discipline means knowledge. So, for example, this food is not good for health. Therefore, I don't eat. What is that? It is knowledge. Knowledge. That's why it is called discipline. That is how the word is used. Disciple means what? He's a student gaining knowledge. Discipline, discipline of physics, discipline of chemistry, that is knowledge. So, once you know this is how it should be, then that should come into life automatically. You may take your time to bring it into practice. Some opposite habits are there, you have to overcome them. So it takes your time. But it should happen in your life. That honesty, that integrity, wholeness, whatever name you give to it, we call it Shraddha also. That you have to cultivate in you and make it happen. Gita verse, Bhagavan says, I am lion among animals, etc. What is the implication here? Since God is everything, from an ant to an elephant. Yeah. Fan. Wind is everywhere. But when a fan is there, you experience the wind well. Quite well. When a fan is there. In India. Here you don't need a... You see, in this hall nobody thinks of putting a fan. They think of putting 12 lights. We don't need 12 lights. We need 1, 2, 3 lights. These lights, 3 lights we need. Not 12. Okay. You put 3 in the center. That is enough. Not 12. You see how much light is there. This is the luxury of light. This much light is not good for eyes. You should not have so much light. In the bathroom, they put one bulb. In India, we put 0 candle bulb. You know, bathroom bulb, 0 candle. In bathroom, you don't read books and all that. In bathroom, you put water on your head or whatever. And so, 0 candle. Bathroom bulb is gone. I called this janitor who gets a few things for me. Watchman, we say. I get my own bathroom bulb. Okay, Swamiji, he is running. Come on, where are you running? For bulb? What bulb you will bring? You tell me, what bulb you will bring? 60 candles. That's why I am telling you, don't bring 60 candles. Okay, Swamiji, 30 candles. Not 30. Then what? Zero candle. There is a bulb called zero candle. That is what it is called. Small bulb. You bring that and give him some money. 10 rupees or whatever. He brought the zero candle, you put it. Just enough light. You don't need more light. And on the table lamp where you read the book, there you put the 40 candle or 60 candle. Because you have to read a book. You see how many bulbs you have put. They should not do that. They don't know the value of electricity because Niagara is producing loads of electricity. Therefore, excessive consumption, wrong consumption, you know. So, anyway, we used to read with such a lamp. Read like this, sit like this, and the lamp is here, and study like this and that. Whole life is gone like that. Only now we are seeing all these things. Anyway, so, why I said this? So, fan. In India, fan will be there. Without fan, you cannot live very hot, tropical place, you know. Not hot, warm. Anyway, so when the fan is there, the wind. So what is fan? The wind around the fan is like a lion. Everywhere else it is just wind. There is wind around fan. Like Sri Krishna can say, I am the wind around the fan. He can say that. I am the wind also. All wind is myself, but I am the wind around the fan. All light I am myself, but I am the light of a 1000 candle bulb. All light I am, but I am the light of a 1000 candle bulb. All water I am, but among the waterfalls Niagara I am. Like that. That is the meaning of, I am the lion among animals. That is the meaning. So that is the implication. So, that is one step in God consciousness. You see, I show you one mosquito and say there is God in it. You find it easy, not easy to feel it. I show you an elephant or a lion and say that power is God's power. Yeah. That's why it is called vibhuti. So, suppose somebody wants to see electricity, show him a brilliant bulb. Don't show him some zero candle thing. Show him a brilliant bulb. That will make a good impression. Later he will know, okay, zero candle also the electricity he will know. But first stage, vibhutis are like that. We should surround ourselves with pure-hearted people. What about those people who have not a choice to be around? You see, example family, that is what is said. That rule doesn't apply to family, other than family. So, when you associate with others, you know, you associate with club members, with other friends, like that you make associations. And that companionship, you should be very choosy. In the sense, develop companionship only with good people, with pure-hearted people. That is the context. Family, you cannot help it, you know. Also, when it comes to family, that principle doesn't apply. In the family context, the principle is different. And the same rule for everything, you know. So, when you want to cultivate an association, be cautious in choosing pure-hearted people. Okay, that is the step. What about family? You do your duty. Family means do your duty. Be dutiful. Do your duty. And the other people, whatever they are, they are. We do our duty. And we live a dutiful life and a loving life. They will grow. Once you are in place, you are pure hearted, then they will also grow. Generally, when the head of the family say he is living a life of vairagya, suppose, dispassion, he lives a simple, dispassionate life, that will have an effect on the family members. Slowly it will come. The vairagya, suppose he eats very healthy food, then the other people also will eat healthy food more or less. They will make some more for themselves, but mostly they also try to understand and follow. They are also not dumb people, they understand. Therefore, all discipline is for you, and around you things will grow within the family with love, understanding and dutifulness. All the family members will fall in line. Ultimately, what family are you talking about? We do not come into this world with family. All is my family, my children. We don't come into this world like that. We come alone and we leave alone. So what you call family is also very incidental, unreal, transient, and also decaying. Decaying means the relationships will end. They won't stay the same. They will end. People die or get separated for some other reason. If not death, something else will happen. So, I love you. I am married to you. I hate you. You are my ex-wife. All the four stages happened to a guy with a lady in 4 years. 4 years. Britney Spears married and divorced in 3 days. 3 days. So, what family are you talking about? She knows better. Really. So, this is what is called me and my family syndrome. Nobody told you that you have to develop vairagya there also? Nobody told you till now? Kahin nahi suna bhai? So, there also you have to develop vairagya. What family? Family rahe kuch rahe. Sab kuch Paramatma. Everything is Ishvara. No family, nothing. That is the truth. You have to move in that direction. Therefore, we should not harp on the me and my family syndrome all the time. We should not harp. Harp is the right word? Harping. Yeah. Harpa, okay. So we should not harp all the time. You see, you should be a jijnasu, not a grahastha in Vedanta class. I am a jijnasu. You should move from that point onwards. That is the better way. So family will be there in its place. They will be doing. You see, I told you the other day, the best way to keep good camaraderie and love with the wife is, when you are right, you shut up. When you are wrong, you apologize. That is one principle I told. So there are a few such more principles. And so you see, it applies the other way also. So love is the defining principle. You see, I went to a dentist. Some small problem is there, I went to a dentist. And so he asked me to lie down there, I was lying down. And he took his time to come. There was a prayer, one placard was there. A prayer. The prayer is like this. Oh God, give me patience so that I can bear with this husband. Give me love so that I can love this husband. Don't give me strength. Otherwise I would beat him to death. That is what is written there. What is the prayer written? Oh God, like that. below written why. That is the prayer. In Pennsylvania, Muhlenberg dental offices are there. In there, if you go there, you can see that. That is the prayer. So what we need is love and patience and accommodation. That is all we need in family life. And accommodate. If they are not cooperating, you accommodate, they will cooperate. Anyway. So it is 1 o'clock approaching. So when shall we have lunch? 1:30 is okay? 1:30 is all right? Okay. The morning while coming to the retreat with the bhaktas, stoned that the stared that the city where I was born, the city where we lived prior to coming to Mississauga, and in Mississauga the day-to-day action and the places did change, but the awareness that there was something that did not change at all, and that was the guidance, the form of anyway, it is not written clearly, a form of blessings to all Mahatmas who showed unlimited grace in being aware, okay? What images this Manas is between age 1, 2, 3 or 1, 4, did not know I am protected. That being, what is it, age 0 to 3, and gender, we'll come to it later. Big essay, there is no question there, but the point is well made. Is contemplation of being same as silence? Yes. Be silent, same as abidance in the being, contemplation of the being. Because silence is not void. Silence is the grand presence. Contemplation on space leads to meditation. It is meditation. Contemplation upon space is meditation. You are aware of space. We have done small meditation today morning. As you are aware of space, the mind resolves in the being only. Japa leading dhyana. Is it right way to meditation? Japa leading, yeah, that is also another kind of meditation. Doing japa. And we are doing some japa, namashivaya, whatever we are doing, no, we are not done. So in meditation we have to do that also. Is the silence God? Yes, silence is God. So silence is God. Maunavyakhya prakatita parabrahma tattvam yuvanam. Mauna is silence. Explain meaning of mantra. Tatpurushaya vidmahe mahadevaya dhimahi tanno rudra prachodayat. This is called Rudra Gayatri. So, I will tell you the meaning of certain words because these words come again and again. Vidmahe means we know, we understand. Study and understand. Vidmahe. We, plural. Dhimahi, we contemplate upon. Prachodayat may inspire. These are the words, everywhere they come. Now you apply to this tatpurushaya vidmahe. That purusha, purusha I have explained, Ishvara, that. That means so glorious. Until you know, far away. That is the meaning of that. So that purusha, we understand. Means we try to understand, vidmahe. Mahadeva, gloriously shining. That is the Mahadeva, the great God. Deva is a shining, Vasudeva, we have explained. Mahadeva, Dhimahi, we contemplate upon that God who is gloriously shining as the inner awareness. Dhiyo yonaha prachodayat. Mahadevaya dhi tanno rudra prachodayat. That rudra. Rudra means rodayatiti rudraha. The one who makes us suffer as a result of our bad actions. And also, Rujam Dravayati Rudraha, the one who eliminates or dispels all affliction from the heart is Rudra. So the Deva, Naha Prachodayat, he may inspire us. In the right, inspire means inspire in the right direction and all that. That is all by implication. May he inspire us. So what is the meaning now? So we contemplate upon that great God, consequent to understanding the glory of the God. May that God, who dispels all the afflictions from the heart, inspire us in our lives. That is the thing. You said Pakistan is a failed state relating to politics. Yeah, I said like that. I could have avoided also said it. I said it because many people are saying it again and again. Even recently, there are suicide bombs in Pakistan. Week after week after week. Just 2 days back there was a suicide bomb attack. And another 2 days back there was that. And Pakistan, they take money from America and give to the Taliban. This is what the CIA says. This is what the American media says. This is what WikiLeaks says. Yeah, it is there in the WikiLeaks also. In the WikiLeaks it came that the diplomat, American diplomat in Pakistan, he sends a cable to American Home Office or whatever saying that some of the money that we are giving to them is getting funneled to the Taliban. And this Taliban, they take support from America and they attack the NATO forces, including America again, in Afghanistan. So that is what the WikiLeaks says. So in Pakistan, who is in control, nobody knows. The president is there, the military chief is there. And then the WikiLeaks says, it is the military chief, General Kayani, who is controlling things, it is not the president. That is what the WikiLeaks says. WikiLeaks means the diplomat says. Do you ever see any such thing in India? Never. Manmohan Singh, recently there was a New York Times survey. Who is the most powerful leader in this world? Most powerful. And Manmohan Singh's name comes there. In the list. Very powerful leader. Because an entire nation is solidly behind him. And India may have its corruption and its issues and all that. But it's a thriving democracy. It's a thriving economy. But India happens to be a land of contradictions and paradoxes. That is, because in India, 1,000 million people live. You should know that. 1,000 million. You don't have any idea about the numbers in India. 1,000 million. How many million are there in the United States? 270 million or 280 million. Where is 1,000 and where is 280? And in Canada, lot less. So the cultures, the food habits, the climates, the languages, they change from, for every 100 miles they change. And so such a apparently diverse social life, diverse humanity, mass of humanity, living together as a happy state, happy nation. You know Brezhnev? You asked a political question, so I am saying some politics also. So Brezhnev and Indira Gandhi were discussing across the table. There was some Naxal violence in Assam state. Brezhnev told Indira Gandhi, "Hey, Madam Prime Minister, your Assam is not in good shape. Take care of it." Then Indira Gandhi told her, I will take care of Assam. That is our internal matter. I will take care of that. What about this economy deal? What about these arms and all that? I will give you arms and all that. You keep your state together, your nation together. She told, oh, we don't have any problem. Our nation is together and it will remain together. You tell me about this arms deal. This was the discussion that happened between Indira Gandhi and Brezhnev. Now you know what happened? India remained a united country. After all these years, there may be some disruption here and there, including Kashmir and all that. But it's a united country. What happened to USSR? It became a dozen countries. Therefore, I was comparing with India, with Pakistan, and said like that, it's a failed state. I was not saying it. I was quoting many commentators' words. I was quoting it. And in India, Obama was asked a question. Why don't you declare Pakistan as a terrorist nation? That was the question. He went to Bombay University, and there one student asked him that question. Obama was giving a very convoluted answer to that. I don't remember what answer he gave. He is a very intelligent person. He knows the question. He cannot say, yes, I will do it. He cannot say, he has his own diplomatic issues. Very convoluted answer he gave. The essence of the answer is, let us give a chance to them and see whether they will grow. That is the essence of the answer. So, keeping all these months things, I said it. Anyway, from now on I won't say it, because it is politics, you know. There is a website named WikiLeaks, which are releasing cables recording international countries, including USA. What do you mean, including USA? It is USA only. It is USA only. All cables of the USA are cut hold of that guy. And so he is leaking them one after the other. Is this good for the world or not? Don't worry about the world. World will plod on. World will plod on. You see whether you are doing meditation properly or not. Don't worry about the world. World will plod on. The controversies, contradictions of the world will exist as long as the world will exist. As long as there is a thing called weather, there will be cold and there will be hot. That is how the world is. World, some politics or the other will be going on. Is birth and death real? No, they are not real. Birth and death are not real. Birth and death are in your mind. Your mind. I will make a challenge to you. Challenge means challenge. The date of birth, the place of birth, the time of birth, the set of parents, the caste, the creed, the race, the religion, the regionality, the nationality, all of these, I counted 10. All these 10 you believe about yourself. All these 10. You believe about yourself. Right? I was born to a set of parents at so-and-so place, at so-and-so time, and I am Indian, I am Brahmana, I am this, I am white, I am race. You believe all of this, right? All the 10 which I counted now are based on hearsay. You believe them based on hearsay. Not one of them is a part of direct experience to you. This is the challenge. Do you agree with it or not? This is the challenge. You say you are Christian. How do you know? How do you know that you are Christian? I was born a Christian. How do you know? I was born a Hindu. How do you know? Somebody else told you. That you call that knowledge? Somebody else telling you is knowledge? That is called belief, not knowledge. So, try to get some knowledge. You had enough beliefs. Try to get some knowledge. Find out who am I. That is knowledge. Birth and death are not real. You show me anybody who knows death. Show me anybody in this world. Anyone who knows death. Death is not D-E-A-T-H. And it's Oxford meaning. That is not death. That is not knowing at all. Nobody knows what is death. Nobody knows. No, no, I have seen a corpse. You have not known death as direct knowledge. You are just imagining a few things. There is no death. There is no birth. Body. Body never lived. Body is an insentient thing it is. So, it is like the fuse of a bulb. The electricity flows, then it glows. Otherwise, it doesn't glow. The bulb doesn't glow by itself. Look at this. It looks as if it is glowing. Is it glowing? It is not glowing. Inside the bulb is there. That is glowing. Even that bulb is not glowing. The filament is glowing. Even the filament is not glowing. Electricity is glowing. Whatever is glowing, you don't see it also. And so, there is no birth, there is no death. If birth and death are not real, where does karma theory fit in? Birth and death are not real. They are imagined. And so, when you live in that belief that you are born and you are going to die, for you the karma theory fits. If you stop imagining that you were not born, that you are born, and if you stop imagining that you are going to die, and you clearly understand, ajonitya shashvatoyam puranaha na hanyate hanyamane sharire, when the body dies, I am not going to die. When you clearly know that, karma theory is over. You throw it out of the window. It is not for you anymore. Karma theory fits in. Only when you take yourself to be an individual, born and about to die, for you karma theory fits. If you know the truth, there is no karma theory. It is very provisional. I can do shravanam mananam about Atma, but how can I see it? You don't see Atma. You can be Atma. Don't see Atma. You can be Atma. You don't see eyes. You can see with the eyes.
What is the meaning of Atma? Why is
Drashtavya? Drashtavya means, that way. Drashtavya means you should know it. How to know this way? That Atma alone is the truth. It is not born. It is not going to die. I am that birthless and deathless, pure, awareful being, is I am. That abiding as the Atma is called Atma Darshanam. Abiding as the Atma is Atma Darshanam. It is like saying that, know yourself. How will you know yourself? The knowing one is the self. And if the self is the known, then how many selves are there now? Two of them. So not like that. Know yourself means be the true self. Understand that the imagined ego is not the true self. So understand what is not the self. And then abide in the true self. That is the meaning of know thyself. That is the meaning. In that sense, that vakya is used. I wish I can answer this also so that that becomes complete. So, what amazes, there is no question is there. What amazes this mind is, between age 1-3, 1-4, did not know I am protected. That being, what is it with age 0-3, when gender purpose of life is hidden and Maya at play. It is not clear. So chala. So I suppose all the questions are concluded with that. If you have any question, please say it one more time. Then I have one announcement to make. Here is a book called Kashi Panchakam. This was originally announced for the retreat. I changed it because I will not be able to cover it in one retreat. At that time I said the name Kashi Panchakam. They did not say. I only said it. I revised it so that it can be done at a leisurely pace, sometime else. Or you can read it, it is all well explained here. So every one of you can get one copy of this book, free, every one of you. But I will give this book to you on Monday evening, at the end of the Bhagavatam class. Now you please raise hands, those of you who are not planning to attend Monday evening class. Please think about one more time. Those of you who do not plan to attend Monday evening class, I see 5 hands. All the 5 people please come here. Please take the trouble to come near me. I would have come near you, but to make it easy, so this is your book. Oh, yeah. Please come. Yeah. Oh. So, these books, the rest of you who are attending Monday evening class, you can take it there itself. So they will be here. You will get them. Not only these. We have a lot of books. I brought only a few here. Don't worry. You will get it. So, if any question is there, you can still ask. Assuming that there are no more questions, so I thank you for your attention all through the morning. And so let us now go for lunch. Food will be served there. Don't be in a big hurry. Take food leisurely. And once again, I thank you for your kind attention. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.